Have you ever wondered why some people can eat whatever they want and stay slim, while others gain weight despite careful dieting? The answer lies not in willpower or metabolism, but in the trillions of microscopic organisms living in your gut. This internal ecosystem, your microbiome, fundamentally determines how your body processes food, regulates weight, and resists disease. The more diverse this microbial community, the healthier you tend to be. Unfortunately, modern life is decimating this internal biodiversity. The average American eats just 5 animal species and fewer than 20 plant species regularly, a fraction of what our ancestors consumed. Ultra-processed foods, which make up more than 60% of the typical Western diet, are designed for shelf stability rather than microbial health. They're stripped of natural fibers that feed beneficial bacteria, then filled with preservatives that actively kill microbes. It's like spraying pesticides on your internal ecosystem. This microbial extinction helps explain why obesity rates have tripled since the 1970s, despite increasing diet awareness. When we lose key microbial species, our ability to properly process food diminishes. The average American consumes about 17 teaspoons of added sugar daily. That's 60 pounds per year, up from just 4 pounds in 1900. This sugar hides in everything from bread to pasta sauce under more than 60 different names. Many health foods are culprits too, with granola bars often containing more sugar than candy bars and fruit-flavored yogurts exceeding ice cream's sugar content. These added sugars dramatically reduce microbial diversity, creating gut environments favoring bacteria linked to obesity and inflammation. In one study, just 2 weeks on a high-sugar diet reduced beneficial bacterial species by 40%. Artificial sweeteners aren't better. Despite being calorie-free, they contribute to weight gain by altering gut bacteria that extract more calories from other foods and trigger stronger sweet cravings. The food industry engineers products with precise sugar, salt, and fat combinations that override satiety signals and trigger dopamine release similar to addictive drugs. The solution? Recognize that natural sugars in whole fruits come with fiber that slows absorption and feeds beneficial bacteria, while processed sugars spike insulin and nourish harmful microbes. Despite decades of fat demonization and reduced consumption since the 1980s, obesity rates have tripled. The truth? Natural fats are essential for health, while artificial trans fats and highly processed oils are harmful. Our brains are 60% fat, and cell membranes require fatty acids to function properly. Without adequate fat, hormone production suffers, vitamin absorption falters, and cognitive function declines. The key distinction is source and processing. Natural fats from whole foods contain beneficial microbes and nutrients that support health. Olive oil's polyphenols feed beneficial gut bacteria. Grass-fed butter provides conjugated linoleic acid that helps regulate fat metabolism. Coconut oil's saturated fat contains medium-chain triglycerides that provide energy and support cognition. Certain beneficial bacteria thrive on specific fatty acids and produce compounds that regulate metabolism and immune function. Butyrate, a short-chain fatty acid produced when gut bacteria ferment fiber, reduces inflammation and strengthens the intestinal barrier. The takeaway isn't unlimited fat consumption, but embracing natural fats while avoiding artificial varieties. Moderate consumption of high-quality animal proteins can benefit the microbiome. Our gut bacteria interact with both plant fibers and animal proteins in health-supporting ways. Traditional hunter-gatherer societies demonstrate microbiomes adapted to process both food types, creating diverse gut ecosystems. The distinction between processed meat products and natural organic meats is crucial. Factory-farmed products contain additives that disrupt microbial balance, while natural meats provide complete protein and beneficial microbes. The Hadza tribe of Tanzania consumes significant wild game, yet maintains extraordinarily diverse microbiomes with virtually no modern diseases. Their meat comes from wild animals eating natural diets, contains no antibiotics or hormones, and accompanies diverse plant foods. Quality matters tremendously. Animals raised on natural diets produce meat with healthier fat profiles and fewer inflammatory compounds than conventionally raised animals. Traditional cultures typically use meat as a complement to plants rather than the meal centerpiece. A palm-sized portion a few times weekly supports optimal microbiome health while providing essential nutrients difficult to obtain from plant sources alone. Natural, unprocessed carbohydrates contain fibers, resistant starches, and compounds that nourish beneficial gut bacteria. An apple provides not just fructose, but also pectin and fibers that bacteria ferment into health-promoting compounds. Whole grains contain bran and germ that feed bacterial species linked to reduced inflammation and better metabolic health. In contrast, refined carbohydrates like white flour stripped of fibrous components digest rapidly, spike blood sugar, and offer little nourishment for beneficial bacteria. The microbiome explains why carbohydrate responses vary dramatically between individuals. Blood sugar responses to identical carbohydrate foods can differ by up to tenfold between people, largely due to microbiome differences. Some bacterial species efficiently extract energy from carbohydrates, while others allow more calories to pass unabsorbed, explaining why some thrive on higher carbohydrate diets while others fare better limiting them. Complex carbohydrates in vegetables, legumes, and whole grains contain resistant starches and fibers that become food for beneficial bacteria in the lower intestine, producing short-chain fatty acids that regulate appetite, reduce inflammation, and protect against colon cancer. Microbiome research consistently reveals that diversity, both in gut bacteria and diet, strongly correlates with health. People with diverse microbiomes show lower rates of obesity, allergies, autoimmune conditions, and metabolic disorders, while maintaining more stable weight with fewer food cravings. This mirrors ecological principles. Biodiverse ecosystems demonstrate greater resilience against disruption, just as diverse gut communities better withstand dietary indulgences, stress, or antibiotic exposure. The world's healthiest populations consume 100 to 150 different food species annually, while the average American eats fewer than 30, directly translating to reduced microbial diversity. Traditional food cultures naturally support this diversity without requiring nutritional expertise. Practical strategies include eating seasonally, trying new foods regularly, incorporating varied fermented foods, using herbs and spices liberally, and diversifying cooking methods. This principle explains why extreme dietary restrictions often backfire long term. They reduce the variety of nutrients and fibers available to your microbiome, unless medically necessary. Your optimal nutrition depends on your unique microbial ecosystem, genetics, lifestyle, and digestive adaptations. This explains why contradictory diets succeed for some people while failing others. The determining factor is how a diet interacts with your individual microbiome. Your microbial fingerprint is shaped by birth method, childhood environment, antibiotic exposure, stress, sleep, and lifetime dietary choices. Begin by eliminating clear offenders, ultra-processed foods, added sugars, artificial sweeteners, and industrial seed oils that damage microbial diversity. Embrace fermented foods as they introduce beneficial microbes and increase diversity more effectively than fiber supplements. Focus on fiber diversity rather than quantity. Consider your ancestral heritage as a dietary starting point and practice mindful eating to recognize how foods affect your body. Remember that food is information, sending biochemical signals that influence gene expression, hormones, and microbial balance. Be patient. Significant microbial shifts take 3 to 6 months of consistent dietary patterns. By working with your microbiome, you can develop a personalized approach supporting lasting health without excessive restriction.